Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's finish this conversation that we were having about the Chiefs. So Danny said this on First Things First, and this is kind of what got things going. Here's friend of the show, dear friend, Danny Parkins, on his show. You can catch it on FS1.
I didn't recognize number 15 on the Chiefs. I picked the Chiefs. I bet the Chiefs. I was shocked by it also. And I'm not willing to be as apocalyptic as some and say that like the dynasty is over or anything ridiculous like that. I do think the playoffs is a legitimate conversation. Yeah. But the most shocking thing about that game to me was that Bo Nix outplayed Mahomes. Like, and we can talk about specifics of Bo Nix. Mahomes was bad. And I didn't, and I know that Broncos defense is awesome, but like Andy Reid with extra time to prepare in a virtual must-win game, great offensive coach, great offensive talent. They've fixed their offensive line. They've got the receivers. Like the numbers are one thing, and we should show them just to like it's empirical that he was outplayed by Bo Nix. But I didn't recognize Mahomes.
We have a poll question that's up right now, and I'll tell you what it is. We'll get to it coming up at the top of the hour. So this is my take on things. I don't think that everything is Patrick Mahomes' fault. I don't think that's how it works, but I do think that we need to be consistent in our conversation in how we talk about quarterback play, because there's a lot of criticism toward Lamar Jackson when Lamar took his team down the field last year in the postseason, threw the ball in the direct hands of Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews dropped the ball, but yet we blame Lamar for why they lost. Like, this is just what we do with quarterbacks. And my biggest point, at least when it comes to Mahomes, is we have spent the last 7 years comparing their quarterback to the greatest quarterback of all time, to where it has become insulting to compare Josh Allen to him. It has become insulting to compare Lamar Jackson or Burrow or all of these quarterbacks. So if we are going to spin in the good comparing him to Tom Brady, and I think that that is a fair comparison, you have to do it now in the bad. I believe that the Chiefs have everything that they need to go to the postseason. I think the schedule breaks in just the way. The Chiefs have struggled in their road games. They only really have one big road game left the rest of the way, and that is on the road against the Dallas Cowboys, a team that is just not very good, in my opinion. So I'm looking at the Chiefs, and I'm looking more specifically at their quarterback. So, again, I'm not saying that everything is on Mahomes, and the defense gave up a 3rd-and-15 to allow the Broncos the chance to win. Man, I saw the Chiefs, and I saw their quarterback more specifically, throw a critical interception down the stretch that was probably the individual biggest play of the game. So in two of their losses, their quarterback, the guy who we believe is the best quarterback in the National Football League, he threw the biggest mistake in the game against Jacksonville, a game now in hindsight they desperately needed to win now for wild card seeding purposes. And in the most important game of the season, I would say their biggest play was a mistake from their starting quarterback. When I look at the roster and the way that the team is built, No, their run game is not ideal, and it's not what I wanted or envisioned it to potentially be. But this organization has spent a lot of resources on the offensive line. He has a tight end who he obviously has great chemistry with and great wide receivers, or they have spent resources on wide receivers on the outside. So, at least for me, the expectation is Mahomes, you got to figure it out here. And I'm not saying the Chiefs have to go back to the Super Bowl or it's a failed season, but at a minimum, when you are the kind of team and organization that Kansas City has been basically since the day Patrick Mahomes walked through the door, outright.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Missing the postseason is unacceptable, especially to the teams that you are talking about. Buffalo is going to make it. I also believe the Chargers are more than likely going to make it. We'll see when it comes to them because of the injuries that they have. They're falling apart. They just don't have a whole lot of health left. But this is not a Chiefs team right now that is dealing with tremendous injuries, not like last year. And all summer, the conversation was about how great this offense was going to be when everybody got back and everybody got healthy. Everybody is back. Everybody is healthy for this game. So maybe this is being prisoner of preseason expectations and we simply need to move them. But this is a must-win, gotta-have-it game at home against Daniel Jones. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo, Chris Jones, all of them, they need to figure out a way to win this. And however you feel about the Chiefs right now, it can radically change in 4 days. If they win against the Colts at home, if they go on the road on Thanksgiving and beat the Dallas Cowboys, and then they get a little bit of a mini bye situation and they're 7-5, everybody will exhale. They'll have the Broncos at home, the Chargers at home. You still got Vegas. You got Tennessee at home. Like, you can easily find the pathway to them winning 11 games. But right now, this is the most important regular season stretch. I don't want to compare it to the postseason, but in some ways, this kind of is like the postseason. This is the most important 9 to 10 day stretch that the Chiefs have had in the regular season in a very, very long time.
Maybe I'm using the text line, and it's an imperfect barometer for a lot of reasons. But I don't think Chiefs fans understand the level of failure will be if the Chiefs miss the postseason. Now, I'm with you. The whole narrative, the whole discussion around the Chiefs in the postseason could change in 8 days. If it's 6 o'clock at night and Thanksgiving is ended and you're eating your leftovers, maybe some pumpkin pie, and the Chiefs are just beating the Colts and the Cowboys, obviously these conversations will be moot. But they are 5-5. And if they go 1-1 in their next two, or heaven forbid, 0-2, they're not making the postseason. They're in real jeopardy of missing it. And that is an enormous failure. I know that the division streak was eventually going to come to an end. That's kind of life. I knew that maybe the Arrowhead Invitational streak would come to an end. That's probably life. Playing the AFC title game. Like, these things in the NFL were not designed to last forever. But as long as you have the quarterback and the coach, unless you are facing just an abundance of injuries, which the Chiefs aren't, you should be a postseason team every year. Think about earlier in the season when Lamar Jackson was considered on the outside looking in the postseason. The national narrative was, this is a massive failure. Our text line was saying, that's a massive failure by Lamar. If that's what happens with the Chiefs, I'm not going to let the text line, fan base, Twitter, whoever downplay it. Missing the postseason, missing it, not being part of the postseason with Patrick Mahomes in his prime is nothing short of a cataclysmic disaster. And I know that people are going to be like, well, it's the same team as last year, and they were flawed. They weren't so flawed that they should be outside looking in when it for comes sure to the postseason. A postseason, by the way, features more teams now than ever before in the history of the NFL. If you can back your way in the postseason as the Russell Wilson-led Steelers last year, from Mahomes to miss it, no. No one gets away without saying that's a disaster.
Yeah, because, I mean, if now seven teams make it, there's 16 teams. So, I mean, almost half of the AFC makes it. And then we agree, there's four teams that it's laughable to even consider that they could make the postseason. Like, Vegas is already out of it. Tennessee's already out of it. The Jets are out of it. The Dolphins are out of it. So we're talking about, like, the bottom five teams. So, I mean, we know who all the contenders are. I would say we also know who the locks are right now for the postseason. The Chiefs are one of four teams fighting for two or maybe one spot. I think Buffalo's going to end up being the five seed. I think Buffalo or New England, one of those two teams, are clearly the best possible. Whichever team comes in second, I think that team's going to end up being the five seed. So the question is, are the Chargers going to be able to hold on? What about Jacksonville, Kansas City, and Houston? Is there another team that you're thinking of? Off the top of my head, I don't have the standings up right now. Is there another team that you think is in that conversation to possibly grab a wild card spot?
What do you do with the Steelers/Ravens?
Good point. About one of those teams.
One of them is going to win the North, and I think the Ravens and the Chiefs are both 5-5 right now. So maybe the loser of that division comes back.
He's got the tiebreaker against the Ravens, which is very important.
That's why maybe the Steelers part becomes a little bit of a different calculation, but Rodgers' injury. But that would be the other team that's in this conversation if we were creating that conversation.
So coming up at the top of the hour, we put a poll out there on the Twitter page. I'll tell you what the poll is and the results. And as we're talking about the conversation of the playoffs, the Chiefs probably need to go 6-1. There's only really one game that they can drop. I'll tell you which one that is. Keep it right here, Sid Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. you can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.